AFP is reporting that plainclothes police officers in Tunisia's capital on Friday arrested a senior official of the Ennahda Party, which played a central role in the country's politics until a power grab by the current president, Kais Saied. The party condemned the arrest of Nureddin Briri, a former justice minister and deputy president of the Islamist-inspired Ennahda Party. Tunisia was the only democracy to emerge from the Arab Spring revolts of roughly a decade ago, but civil society groups and the president's opponents have expressed fear of a slide back into authoritarianism. South Africans on Friday took their last chance to pay their respects to Archbishop Desmond Tutu on the eve of a funeral for the revered anti-apartheid fighter. Since Thursday, nearly 3,000 mourners have filed through Cape Town's St. George's Cathedral before the simple pine casket containing Tutu's remains. Members of Tutu's family hugged and consoled each other as the coffin returned for the second and final day of the lying in state. Tutu died peacefully, aged 90, on Sunday. He was considered a moral compass who had helped to haul the country out of the darkness of the apartheid era. Tutu was, for years, the emblem of the struggle to end white minority rule, as Nelson Mandela and other leaders languished in prison. A total of 45 journalists were killed worldwide in 2021, according to the International Federation of Journalists, or IFJ, on Friday. They said it was one of the lowest death tolls they had ever recorded. The IFJ said the media workers, more often than not, were killed for exposing corruption, crime, and abuse of power in their communities.